Good morning, it's 7:41, and joining us on this Christmas day is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Ian. And, you know, the fact, letting our listeners in on it, that the Jewish guy steps in and handles the duties for 2 days in a row early in the morning so that our other brethren can do their Christmas things, I think is a testimonial to not only you and what you're willing to do, but also to the country and its sense of fair play and sharing and diversity. I think that that is one of the things that really has spelled the United States out from the very beginning, from the founding fathers who considered themselves deists, but who really were pretty good, with one glaring, terrible exception, and that was slavery, of course. And, you know, some of our most revered people, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, they all suffered from that scourge of not only tolerating, but benefiting from slavery. But we've moved past that, and that is to the credit of the United States. You know, I often think that we think of Abraham Lincoln as much later than Washington. The country was founded a relatively short time before that, and the United States found its way.
Alan, if I can jump to contemporary times, a man you've interviewed before, the author Michael Lewis, there's a new film out called The Big Short about our financial crisis of 2009 that you saw last night.
I saw it and was very disturbed by it. Those who were culpable for the great crisis really suffered not at all. A kid has some heroin and he can go to jail. Some of the people who caused the biggest problems in the United States has ever seen, the markets collapsing, and knowing what they were doing seems to me to be a terrible thing. One poor schnook went to jail over the whole thing. And yet the bankers come off having been saved, too big to fail. And it was a very frightening film. I want to recommend everybody see it. It wasn't that there were heroes in the film. There were those people who saw it coming, but instead of raising hell about it, they profited from it. And they went short, and that's what the whole film is about. Nevertheless, you know, it is interesting that we sort of have this dual system of justice. Those who are some of the biggest crooks in the country get away scot-free. And relatively innocent people who could do far less than those guys did, where people lost their homes, their lives, their businesses, and there were suicides, there were other things. All of that comes out in this film, and I hope that everybody will watch it.
Alan, I know this time of year is when you're working on your predictions for 2016, when the legislature returns to Albany. What are the chances of ethics reform?
The problem is, of course, Ian, that the people who have to do the ethics reform are the very people who stand to be damned by it, and so they won't do it. You know, they're sitting there, they want to raise their salaries, I think this is terrible, so that they can become somewhat full-time. This, of course, means that we are going to reward people for bad actions and say, okay, we'll double your salary or we'll give you more money and we'll make you, quote, full-time. Look. Ethics is ethics. People know what's the difference between right and wrong. And yet, in so many ways, the legislature is the handmaiden to the very group that we were just talking about, who really do run this country.
That's our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok, on this Christmas morning. Maybe a fortune cookie in both our futures later today. Thanks, Alan.
Ho, ho, ho.